conference. It's good to be together again with you. I love my church. Sure, it's not perfect, but I still love it. I love it because I see God at work in it. I see lives saved and transformed. I see people baptized and join the membership. I see human need alleviated. I see prayerful and loving concern expressed in a variety of ways. A few years ago, a man in our congregation had a liver transplant. A group of people organized a three-week plan to help the family. They looked after the children when the mother went to visit her husband in hospital. They cooked meals. They helped clean the house. And they prayed and provided loving support. I love the local church when it's working right. So today at Ngawi Baptist, we serve over 1,000 people.
在今天在我们的拿维的这个经会里，我们来服侍上千的人。
Men, women, and children.
像男人、女人还有孩子们。
But that does not include the many people in our playtime, homework club, kids ministries, and youth ministry.
但是这个数字还不包括我们在教会医院服侍的像游戏、家庭作业、俱乐部，还有46区各人的事情。
We have a craft group, we have youth groups, we have English classes, many people that the church serves.
教会还服侍别的像公益组、青年组、英文班各种各样的服侍。
And we are reaching hundreds and hundreds of people around the world through our missionary workers.
我们通过我们的宣教士，我们还接触到成千上万的那些个人。
I praise God and I say I love my church.
我感谢神，我说我喜欢我们的教会。
Do you love your church?
你喜欢教会吗？
We should love the church.
你爱教会。
But then it breaks my heart every time I hear about a church split, brothers and sisters who no longer live in unity.
每次当我听到一个教会分裂的时候，都让我的心感到心碎，因为弟兄姊妹不能在一起共同的生活服侍。
It breaks my heart every time I hear of a broken relationship. Someone feels unloved and leaves the church.
当我听到有的时候人的关系破裂的时候，有人觉得他没有得到关怀，就离开教会的时候，都会让我感到心碎。
Breaks my heart every time I hear of violence or bitterness or hatred or unforgiveness.
每次当我听到一些暴力、苦毒、仇恨和不肯饶恕的时候，我的心都感到心碎。
Breaks my heart every time I hear of accusation, slander, or gossip.
当我听到指控、诽谤和闲言碎语的时候，也让我的心感到心碎。
Breaks my heart every time I hear of prejudice or racism.
当我听到偏见和种族歧视的时候。
Breaks my heart every time I hear of pride or arrogance.
当我听到人的骄傲和傲慢的时候，让我
It breaks my heart because it destroys the unity of the church and brings dishonor to the name of Christ.
它让我心碎，是因为这样破坏了教会的合一，让基督的名受到羞辱。
In this brief passage in the book of Colossians, Paul reminds us of how to maintain harmony in the church.
在今天的罗马书，哥罗西书这非常简单的经文里，保罗提醒我们一些怎么样来发展和维持教会的和谐的一些关键的要点。The
first thing he says is, let the peace of Christ rule in your lives.
第一句，第一个就是让基督的平安在你的生命中做主。He
says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
15节说，要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们是为此蒙召归为一体。The
greatest peacemaker in the world is Jesus Christ, and he made peace through his blood shed on the cross.
耶稣基督才是最伟大的和平的缔造者 借着他在十字架上所流的血，他成就了和平。
And therefore it is inconceivable that those who share with one another the benefits of that great peacemaking work on the cross should live with any hatred or contempt for each other.
因此当人们一方面来分享耶稣在十字架上所带来的和好的益处，另一方面又让人们却活在彼此的仇恨、彼此的藐视里，这个让我感到无法想象。
So now we Baptists, we have four congregations on Sunday.
我们星期天的时候，我们四场的聚会。
We have people of different skin colors, different family backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different academic credentials, different personality types, different whatever.
在这里，我们有不同的肤色、不同的家庭的背景、不同的种族的背景、不同的学历、不同的性格。不管怎么样，我们很多的不同的地方。
But if we are Christians, then we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Look around, brothers and sisters.
但是我们如果是基督徒的话，借着耶稣的十字架，我们都是弟兄姊妹。你看看周围，我们都是弟兄姊妹。
You see, I was a miserable sinner and slave to Satan, the world, and a sinful nature, on my way to a Christless eternity in hell. That's where I was going.
你知道，就像我是一个可怜的罪人，受制于魔鬼世界和情欲，走在地狱的道路上，要度过没有基督的永恒。这就是我过去的光景。
But now I am free and I have peace with God.
但是我现在成为一个自由的人，我能够跟神和好。
And you were just like me.
你就跟我一样的。
But now we are brothers and sisters.
现在我们都在主里面是弟兄姊妹。
And you have to love me, forgive me, help me, pray for me, and I have to do the same for you.
你得要爱我，饶恕我，帮助我，为我祷告。当然，我也为你做同样的事情。
We must let nothing divide us.
我们不能让任何的东西来分离我们的教会。
The church should be a light in a dark world.
我们知道教会在这个黑暗的世界中是一盏明灯。
Anyone should be able to come to this service and this church and find friends more than that, find family.
任何来到这个教会的人都应当能够找到朋友，更重要的是能够找到家人。
In some places of the world, there is a lot of racism.
我们知道在这个世界上有很多的种族的歧视。
This week in the United States, there's a church called Charleston Church, where a white man went in and killed 9 people, including the pastor.
这周呢，在美国一个教会，有一个白人，他进入一个教会里，杀了这个教会的牧师，还有一共杀了9人。
A white person who thinks a black person is not as important.
这个白人就觉得黑人他是不重要的，所以要杀你。
But you see, these believers, they trusted in Jesus and His blood brought them peace.
知道，我们作为基督徒，我们因着相信耶稣，我们成就了和平。
And they knew that Jesus taught them, God forgives us, we forgive others.
你知道，神赦免了我们，所以我们也能饶恕别的人。
And so in the newspapers and on the television sets, they said to that man, because of Jesus, we offer forgiveness.
你知道那个报纸上说这个教会的人说，因为神赦免了我们，所以他们也能够赦免饶恕那个杀手。
When you find peace with Christ, you become a peacemaker and you forgive those who sin against you.
当你真正的相信耶稣的时候，你成为一个使人和睦的人，使人和睦的人。
Now that should happen especially within the church when we hurt one another.
如果什么呢？如果我们也是互相伤害的话，就给教会带来伤害。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, Jesus said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
马太福音第五章第九节说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。
In John 13, Jesus said to the disciples, A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
约翰福音十三章的34-35节说：“耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
So there are some things that destroy peace.
我们知道有些事情是可以破坏教会的和平的。
And in Colossians chapter 3 verses 5-9, Paul lists some of the things that destroy peace.
你知道，在这个哥罗西书的3-5-9节，保罗在这里列出了一系列破坏和平的事情。
He says sexual sins.
比如说，他说的在性方面的犯罪。
In a previous church, there was a case of adultery where a deacon who was married had sex with a single mother.
这在原先的一个教会里啊，有一个已婚的执事呢，跟一个单身的母亲同居了。
Brings hurt and division to the church.
给教会带来了伤害，带来了分裂。
Paul says, "Greed and jealousy destroy peace."
保罗说，贪婪和嫉妒也可以破坏我们的教会的和睦。
He says, "Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language destroy peace."
怒气、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，还有污秽的言语，可以破坏教会。
Lies and deceit destroy peace.
谎言和欺骗也可以破坏我们的和平。
He says, "Bitterness, unforgiveness, legalism, and gossip destroy peace."
苦读、没有饶恕啊、律法主义，还有说别人的闲话，也可以破坏我们的和平。
We have to beware a judgmental or critical spirit because we never know the full story of someone's life.
我们要提防这个批评论断的灵，因为很多的事情的后面的本相我们不知道。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Stephen Covey was an expert on leadership. He was on a train one Sunday morning.
斯蒂芬·科维，他是一个研究领导这方面的专家。他一天呢，在星期天的早晨呢，在坐火车。
A man with three young children came onto the train.
有一个人呢，一个男人呢，带着三个孩子登上了火车。
The kids were loud. They annoyed everyone. They talked. They ran, and the place was a mess.
你知道，有一个这孩子们很大声的说话，大家都很厌烦。这孩子又跑又蹦。
The father he just put his head down sleeping.
这个爸爸呢，好像在那不管，就好像在那睡着觉了。
Everyone was watching the kids running up and down, making a lot of noise, but the father, he was sleeping.
每个人都看着这个孩子们跑来跑去的，弄出很多噪音来。可是呢，孩子这个当爸爸的就在那儿像睡觉一样。
Then Stephen said, "Sir, your children are out of control. They are loud. They are annoying the other people seated in their seats. Please do something."
你知道这个 Stephen 呢，他再也忍不住了，他就跟那个人说：“先生，您的孩子真的一点不受管教，他们那么大声，让每一个坐在位子上的人都感觉到非常的懊恼。您应当做点什么事情。
”The man's head was down, and he slowly lifted his head.
那个人呢，慢慢的抬起他的头来。
Said, "I'm sorry."
他说：“对不起。
”We've just come from the hospital where my wife has died.
他说：“我呢，刚刚呢，从医院里出来，我的妻子呢，刚刚在几个小时之间死掉了。”
I do not know how to feel, and I guess my children don't know how to feel.
他说：“我也不知道我的感觉怎么样，就是好像麻木了一样。我想我的孩子也是这样。”
Stephen Covey said, "All of a sudden, my attitude changed."
这个 Stephen 啊，他说他马上他的态度就转变了。
He said, "I had judged the man, but I knew nothing about his situation."
他说呢，我对那个人的情况我是一无所知，可是呢，我已经判断了那个人。
He said, "My heart was changed, and now I offered any help I could to this man with the three children whose mother had just died."
他说呢，我的心呢就完全的改变了。他就主动提出，任何他可以做到的，他都愿意帮助那个人，因为知道他那个人他的妻子死掉了。
We must be very careful not to judge.
我们应当非常的谨慎，我们不要评判别人。
Many churches are destroyed because people judge and are critical of other people.
因为批评论断，很多的教会造成了分裂。
But Paul in the book of Colossians in verses 12 to 14 also gives us some words that describe a peacemaker.
在哥罗西的三章的十二到十四节那里说，也说了一些就是怎么样来创使教会中有和睦。
Compassion.
怜悯。
Kindness,
恩慈
humility,
谦虚谦卑
gentleness,
温柔
patience,
忍耐
bearing with one another,
彼此包容
forgiveness as the Lord has forgiven you,
主怎么样饶恕了你，你也要饶恕别人
and over that put love, which is self-denying, self-sacrificing, committed love.
除了那个，还有存着爱心，就是那种自我否定、自我牺牲、完全的爱。
When we live like that by the power of the Spirit of God, we have wonderful unity in the church.
当我这样的生活的时候，我们的教会里都有非常美妙的合一。
It's not enough just to know it in your head; you must feel it with your heart and love people.
不仅是在你的头脑中知道，你必须在你的心底能够感觉对别人的爱。
Let me give you another illustration.
我再给你讲一个例子。
There was a pastor who took his wife to the movies one night.
有一天，一个牧师呢，带着他的孩子去看电影。
You never been to a movie.
他说我怎么很少去电影看电影。
But this pastor, he took his wife to the movies.
但是这个牧师呢，他带着他妻子去看电影。
He bought some popcorn and a drink and an ice cream, and he sat down to watch the movie.
他买了一些 popcorn， 买着喝饮料，在那儿坐着呢来看电影。
He was very happy, but the movie was very sad.
他非常高兴，可是电影非常的悲伤。
It was during World War II, in a Nazi concentration camp where they were killing people.
你说那是在演的电影是在二次世界大战的时候，纳粹就是纳粹党。这个德国，他们正在杀人。
And in one part of the movie, the mother Sophie has two children, babies, one in each hand.
她有在其中的妈妈的一个叫 Sophie， 她是两个小孩。
And the Nazi said, "You must give us one of your babies, and the baby would be killed, exterminated."
你他说必须，你必须把一个孩子拿出来，然后呢，就让孩子杀掉这个孩子，两个孩子杀掉一个。
And as they were watching that on the big screen, the pastor's wife started to weep.
当这个牧师的太太看着这个电影的时候，看着这个幕的时候，这个太太就流泪了。
The pastor just wanted some more popcorn.
这个牧师呢，就光想吃那个爆米花。
He's going to touch his wife to say, "Would you like some more popcorn?" Then he noticed that she was crying.
他给他统统的他太太就想说你吃不吃爆米花呢？一看他的妻子呢正在流哭呢。
He said nothing else. They waited. They watched the rest of the movie very quietly. And then they drove home very quietly. No conversation.
结果呢，他们就安安静静的，然后看完了电影，然后开车，安安静的一句话不说的回去了。
Two days after the movie, the wife said to the pastor, "Let me tell you why I was in tears. Why I was so sad."
两天以后，这个牧师太太对着牧师说呢：“说我告诉你，为什么那一天我不说话，我哭泣。”
Said when Sophie was holding the two babies, I thought about my two children.
他说，当他看那个电影，说看着那个 Sophie， 然后带着就是两个孩子怎么样做决定的时候，他就说，我就想到我的两个孩子。
And if someone said to me, "You must give me one of your children to die."I would not know what to say, what to do.
如果有一个人告诉我说你要让你一个孩子死了去，那他说我都不知道该做怎么样做决定，我不能知道确定怎么样做。
See the wife, she entered the experience of Sophie.
我们知道这个牧师的太太，她进入到这个牧师就是那个 Sophie 的那种状况。
The pastor was just watching the movie.
这个牧师呢，只是看电影。
It's not enough just to see. You must enter the experience of the other person to understand what they are going through.
你不仅是观看，而是要你在实际的经历中来进入那啊进你在实际中经历需要经历这些的。
That will produce love and peace and harmony in the church.
我们应当在教会中创造和睦，创造爱，创造和平。
You think, what is it like to be a handicapped person in a wheelchair and come to church? What's going through their minds?
你想，如果一个人啊，他坐着轮椅，他是个身体有残疾的人，他进入轮椅的教会，你想想他的心灵是怎么样的呢？
How would it feel to be unemployed, to have a mortgage and car payments, but you can't make them?
你可能想象另一个人，如果他现在他没有工作了，他需要付他的房贷，他怎么样？
How would it feel to be divorced or widowed, or to lose a child, or to lose a parent? How does it feel?
你想，如果一个人啊，他失去了他变成寡妇，或者他生活中经历的那些忧伤，你想你怎么样进入他的经历的里面呢？
How would it feel to have cancer or some other serious illness?
或者是有些人他得了癌症，或者得了一些不可医治的疾病。
If we are to be peacemakers, then we must put ourselves in the shoes of the other person and understand their position and love them in Jesus' name.
所以我们这些人应当进入到别人的呢，能够生活的状况去，能够体谅别人，来表现对他们的爱。
See, we have peace because of the cross of Jesus. We are to be peacemakers.
啊，我们因着耶稣基督，我们跟神之间有了平和睦，所以我们弟兄姊妹之间应当彼此的和睦。
Then in verse 15 he says, and therefore be thankful.
说那下一节呢是说我们应当充满感恩。
It's all by God's grace.
一切都是神的恩典。
When someone has understood the gospel and been impacted by it, they are extremely thankful to God.
当一个人真正的明白了福音的时候，并且被福音的这个真理所影响的时候，他们一定是充满感激的心。
Everything you have is by grace.
你今天所有的一切，所拥有的一切，都是靠着神的恩典。
So we don't spend our time whinging and complaining and finding fault in other people, but we rejoice in God with thankfulness.
所以说，我们不会花时间去抱怨、哀叹、发牢骚、挑别人的毛病，而是我们在基督里面充满喜乐，洋溢着感激的心情。
And when you are thankful, it destroys factions and divisions. It destroys anger and bitterness, and it promotes love and harmony.
如果你有颗感恩的心，你就能消除那些分裂、分门结党、愤怒、苦毒，就能促进爱和和平。
So today I ask, are you thankful for the body of Christ?
今天我问你，你为基督的身体感恩吗？
Are you thankful for your eternal salvation?
你为你永恒的得到了永恒的救恩感谢神吗？
Are you thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit?
你是不是感谢圣灵的服事呢？
Are you thankful even in the midst of trials and difficulties?
即使你在啊在试炼当中，在难处当中，你是不是仍然有感激的心呢？
Be thankful. There is great value in a gratitude attitude.
你应当充满感谢，因为一个充满感恩的心，这个心态有很大的价值。
Friends, every breath I take is by the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，我每一次的呼吸都是神的恩典。
Every moment with my wife is by the grace of God.
每一个时刻能够与我的妻子在一起，都是神的恩典。
Every second with my three daughters is by the grace of God.
和我三个女儿共同在一起的每一秒钟，都是神的恩典。
Every cappuccino I drink is by the grace of God.
我喝的每一杯的泡沫咖啡都是神的恩典。
Every meal I have is by the grace of God.
我们每吃的每一顿饭都是靠着神的恩典。
Every holiday by the grace of God.
我们所度的假也是神的恩典。
Everything we have is by the grace of God. God gives it to us as a gift. We don't deserve anything.
你知道，我们所用的一切都是神的恩典，不是我们用什么，而是神给我们的恩典，给我们的恩赐。
Number one, be a peacemaker. Number two, be thankful.
第一个是要做使人和睦的人，第二个呢是要充满感激的心。
And in verse 16, now thirdly, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
第三个呢是让基督的话啊丰丰富富的存在你的心里。
So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
第十六节说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理，就是基督的话语，丰丰富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝解，心被恩感，歌颂神。
We need to be believers who are soaked in the Word of God. We know the Word of God that is in our hearts.
我们知道，我们要成为一个信徒，我们应当成为一个被神的话语所充满的基督徒。
And the Spirit of God will take the Word and transform us.
神的灵会把神的话语放到我们的里面去，来改变我们的生命。
We won't be peacemakers, and we won't be thankful if we are not soaked in the Word of God.
如果我们的里面没有被神的话语充满，我们不会成为一个和平的使者，我们不会是一个充满感激的人。
That's why we urge you to come to church to hear God's Word proclaimed.
这就是为什么每星期我们来到教会，听见。牧师来传讲神的话语。
That's why we ask you to join a Bible study group so you could soak up the Word of God.
这就是我们为什么让我们弟兄姊妹去进入查经班，去牧的是让神的话语来充满我们的心。
That's why we encourage you to read the Bible every day so you could soak your mind with the Word of God.
这就是为什么我们鼓励你们每天来读圣经，让神的话语来充满你的里面。
The Bible says, "Teach and admonish one another with all wisdom."
圣经说我们当用各样的智慧彼此教导互相劝诫。
Did you hear that? teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. It's not just the pastors who teach you the Bible, but we teach the Bible to each other.
你看到了吗？在这里，我们教导和劝诫不单单是牧师的责任，是我们弟兄姊妹互相之间来做这个事情。
And as you know the word of God, you can come and encourage Pastor Liambo, you can encourage me, and I can encourage you.
你要神的话，你也可以来鼓励我，也可以来鼓励牧师，我们互相鼓励，互相劝诫。
We all have the word of God.
我们每个人都有神的话语。
You have the word of God, I have the word of God.
你有神的话语，我有神的话语，就是圣经。
But you have to know it, let it dwell richly in your life.
但是你得需要读圣经，你需要认识神的话。
But we also teach each other through singing, he says.
我们啊，互相教导，我们也是通过歌唱，唱歌。
And we've been singing together, and I love the musicians here. Always a lot of joy and happiness and clapping and celebration. We should say thank you to our musicians who help us.
我们谢谢这些个啊，这个唱诗班的人，他们跟我们在一块儿唱啊，就是非常的高兴。
Many times much happier than the English church.
很多时候比英语的教会还要高兴。
But you see, when we sing songs that speak about God, Jesus, His death, His resurrection, His coming again, and all the wonderful blessings of God, that helps us to get the word into our hearts, even by singing it.
其实我们在唱歌的时候，我们唱到一神，唱到耶稣，他的死，他的复活，他的再来的时候。我们就是把这句话唱到我们的心里去。
I do not sing very well.
我唱的不是很好。
You and me. But I used to, when I was younger, when I was 18 or 19, I'd buy a CD and I would have my Bible, I'd read my Bible, then I'd listen to music and I would sing along.
当我十八九岁的那时候，我会买那个 CD 呀、啊，放在一边放着 CD 呢，一边来读圣经。
Why? So I can praise God and soak my life in the Word of God.
为什么这样呢？哎，我可以赞美神，让神的话语丰丰富富的充满在我的心里。
And finally,
最后一个
in verse 17, he says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."
在第十节说，无论你做什么，做任何的事情，或说话，或做事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
In maintaining unity in the church, Christ, Jesus Christ, again is central.
你知道，要在教会里维持合一的话，基督还必须是我们的中心。
We have considered the peace of Christ, the word of Christ, and now we have the name of Christ.
我们已经说过，基督的和平。基督的话语，现在呢，我们有基督的名。
This is the name that unites us. We are one in Christ.
就是这个名，耶稣的名，使我们合一。我们在基督里面成为一体，合而为一。
Whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we must do it in the name of Christ. That is consistent with His character and His reputation.
无论我们做什么。不论是在言语上或者在行为上，我们一定要奉主耶稣基督的名来做，因为只有这样做，才符合耶稣的性格，符合耶稣的名声。
So you cannot lie or cheat in Jesus' name.
如果你要是啊，你要是奉耶稣的名，你就不可能向别人说谎，欺骗别人。
You cannot commit adultery in Jesus' name.
你不会犯奸淫，如果奉耶稣的名的话。
You cannot gossip in Jesus' name.
你要奉耶稣的名，不会说那些流言蜚语。
You cannot be jealous in Jesus' name.
你要是奉耶稣的名，你不会对别人有嫉妒。
You cannot be hateful in Jesus' name.
你要真正的奉耶稣的名，你不能恨人。
You see, if you have a word or a deed in Jesus' name, then it is the words of Jesus and the behavior and the character of Jesus that shows up in your life.
如果你要里面你要无论是话语或者行动的话，你要是奉耶稣的名的话，一定这些事和耶稣的名相称的。
In 1995, America and the world was at war in the Middle East.
你知道吗？1995年在那时候有个一个战争，就是海湾战争。
Colin Powell was an American leader.
柯林·寇是这个战争的头。
He will travel from city to city and speak and encourage the American population.
他从 美国的一个城市转旅到另一个城市，到另一个城市，目的是来鼓励美国的国民。
His most powerful theme was the importance of the family.
他讲他的演讲最强大的主题呢，就是家庭的重要性。
He spoke of America as a big family and of reconciliation among warring forces abroad and hostile groups at home, bringing them all together.
他说美国呢，作为一个国家呢，是一个大家庭，在国外呢调节各个征战国之间的矛盾，在国内呢来和解那些敌对的那群体。
And he repeatedly tells the story of a young African-American soldier being interviewed just before going into battle in Kuwait.
他反复地讲述了一个故事，这个故事讲到一个年轻的一个非洲籍的美国的士兵，在进入科威特去打仗之前，他呢接受采访。
The soldier was asked whether he was afraid.
这个记者就问这个士兵，你说你是不是害怕呀？
He was only 18.
他只有十八岁。
About to go to war.
可是要去参战。
And he said, Mr. Powell, I am not afraid. And the reason I'm not afraid is that I'm with my family.
他那个年轻的人说，他说我不害怕，我不害怕的原因呢，是因为我和我的家人在一起。
He looked over his shoulder.
他从他的肩膀上看过去。
To see the other youngsters in the military as well.
都看到军队里的各个的年轻人，许多的年轻人。
There were whites and black and yellow and every other color of the American mosaic.
他们是美国社会的白人、黑人、黄人和各种各样颜色的人。
Said, I'm not afraid. This is my family. We take care of each other.
他说我不害怕，因为呢，这就是我的家人，我们呢互相照顾。
Notice black, white, Asian, everyone together. This is my family. He said.
他说你看，不管是白人、黑人亚洲人，我们这些人。都是一个家庭的人。
And then he said, and this is a long piece, I'll say it all, and Liam will follow. He said, if we can build a spirit of family into the heart of an 18-year-old black private, send him 8,000 miles away from home, join hundreds of similar teams, and have them believe that, can there be any question in your mind or in your heart that we have the capacity as a nation to instill that same sense of family?And all it entails in every workplace, in every community, in every school, in every home back here in America.
这个鲍威尔他就说啊，他说如果我们可以在一个十八岁的美国黑人年轻人的里面来建立家庭的观念，可以把他送到离家八千英里以外的地方去加入数百个类似的分队。说难道你觉得我们作为一个国家，我们不可以在你的头脑或者在你的心里，我们能同样把家庭的观念灌输到每一个工作场所、每个学校、每个社区，在在美国后方的每个家庭的人的心中吗？
But sadly, many years later, America is still fighting itself.
非常悲哀的是，过了多少年以后，美国他们人仍然在争斗。
But more sadly.
更悲哀的是
，Many times Christians in churches are fighting each other.
是在教会里，基督徒之间也在互相争斗。
And what Paul says to the church in Colossians is this: Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace.
在这里，保罗说我们基督徒，我们在主的里面，让基督的平安在我们的心里做主，因为我们为此蒙召，我们都是这个家庭中的一员。
Look around you,
behold your
family.
周围看看，你自己看看，这就是我们的家人。
May God bless you. May God empower us to keep living for Him and for His glory.
愿意神来祝福我们，让神来恩膏我们，让我们。靠着他的能力来为神的荣耀而活。
Because we have received Christ.
因为我们接受了基督。
Through his death on the cross.
就接着耶稣基督在他的死在他复活中我们接受了耶稣。
Now we are peacemakers, we are thankful, we are drenched in the word of God, and we live for his glory.
所以说呢我们做和平的使者我们充满感恩的心我们让基督的爱基督的话语丰丰富富的充满在我们的心里，让我们来无论做什么事，任何的事都可以来荣耀神。
Let me pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
God, we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us on a cross, and His blood was shed so we could find peace with you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，主耶稣在十字架上为我们死，所以我们在借着耶稣的死，我们可以在你的里面找到真正的和平。
Fill us with your Spirit and your Word that we would live for you and you alone.
主啊，求你用你的圣灵充满我，让充满我们，让我们来为你而活。而且单单的来为你而活。
Help us to live as family.
帮助我们，我们弟兄姊妹在帮助我们在一个家庭中来过生活。
United together.
让我们在主里面能够彼此的联系。
And bringing glory to your name.
能够彼此的合一，来把荣耀归给你的名。
Amen.
Amen.